Welcome to your anger management breathwork journey. It's best to be seated for this, so find a comfortable space. Lie down if you want to. Let's begin by breathing naturally for a moment. Bring awareness to your breath. How fast or slow are you currently breathing? Notice where in your body your breath is going. Notice any sensations or feelings that are present. It's easy to get mad and feel angry. Things can set you off and make you feel frustrated, like not being listened to, a nasty comment, someone abusing you or letting you down. It could just be the injustice in the world around you that angers you. When you're angry, you lash out at those closest to you and you can quickly lose control. You slam doors, stomp your feet, pick fights, use scathing words, shout, intimidate others, casting blame on others as this internal storm brews. I know, my young friend, I'm with you always, and that feeling of anger is okay to feel. It's just one of your emotions, and it can be very helpful at times. So it's part of your humanness. This anger you carry within you has been with you for some time. It wasn't always anger, though. It began as fear. Fear that you're not loved, not safe, not seen, not heard. The identity shell you crafted around you was forged by your fear and has become a protective shield that you created around yourself, which you portray as anger. But you are not your anger. You are not your ego, and you are not your fear. These feelings that you feel are all born out of experiences that felt unsafe, making you feel like you needed to become a fighter. Sometimes it's easy to forget that anger can be a healthy emotion. It's how we cope with the anger that can be either productive for us or detrimental and traumatic for us and others. Anger usually comes from a place of wanting things in our lives to be different or better. So it's important to find ways in which we can express anger healthily. Bottling up anger numbs your other feelings as well, and eventually it affects your life, your connections with people, and your health. Pretending that you're not mad is inauthentic, which people can sense. Anger can be an emotional roller coaster that stresses the body and can often feel dangerous, destructive, and scary for yourself and others. This breathwork experience is going to take you on a journey of allowing you to experience and observe how it feels in your body when anger starts to build up and where you hold on to anger. And as we breathe through these sensations, this experience will guide you on how you can bring yourself back to safety and groundedness by allowing you to fully experience the emotion of anger. To feel it fully, release it healthily, and reground yourself to come back into your body. Are you ready? Round one, start breathing these first 10 breaths all in and out of your mouth for a count of six, in with a short, sharp exhale. Okay, let's begin in 3, 2, 1. Breathe in through your mouth for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and exhale powerfully all at once. Activating your body, assimilating the sensations of anger in your body with every breath. Again, in for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, out forthfully. Start to notice where the anger of energy is building in your body. In for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, angrily out. Lean into that anger, build it, build the fire inside. stay with these activating breaths. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Out. Two more breaths just like that before we move into shorter and sharper breaths for a total of 20 breaths. Last one. All in and hold your breath at the top. Now squeeze your fists tight, ready for fight. Tighten all of your muscles. Send that energy upstairs to your brain so you can feel it. Let that anger out now. Empty your lungs with a frustrated sigh. Then hold your breath on the empty just for a moment. Get ready now, inhaling through your mouth for a count of 3 and exhaling forcefully in 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Forcefully out, really building up this energy and the heat in your body. What are you feeling? What sensations are you experiencing? Just breathe and feel the energy in your body. Identify it so you can transform it. Energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It can only be transformed. Now let's start to bring movement into the body these next few breaths. In 1, 2, 3. As you breathe in, raise your arms up to the sky and grab the air and pull down towards your shoulders on the exhales. Activating the body and the mind with these breaths. Stay with those breaths actively and aggressively, pulling your arms down towards your shoulders for these last few breaths. One more breath in all the way, grabbing as much air as possible. Now let go, release your arms and hold on empty. Prepare to shift your breath to 1 second on the inhale and 1 second on the exhale. Short, sharp, fast for 10 breaths. Okay, in 3, 2, 1, let's go. Diving even deeper into these sensations, bring your awareness to a time or situation that made you angry recently. Who was there? What was said that made you angry? And how did you react? Feel into it now. Lean in. Where do you feel it now? Shoulders, back, head, belly? Now, after this last exhale, take a big breath all the way in as if you're about to dive underwater. And hold. Go in under the water while holding your breath. See if you can feel your heart beating. Try to slow it down. You're there suspended under the surface, beginning to relax every muscle now. Notice any tingling sensations. Can you feel the warmth from the glorious sunshine above? And on my count, I want you to surface and let the air go, releasing any remaining tension from your body with an audible exhale, liberating through a sigh, a hum, a growl, even shouting, whatever you feel your body needs to release. Ready? Come up to the surface. Identified anger as an energy in your body, you can separate yourself from it, knowing that you are not your anger, and anger is an emotion that we feel just like all our other emotions. It's time to experience how we can shift this energy when it arrives. arises and calm our nervous system down. We're going to shift our breathing pattern to breathing for a count of four in and four out for a total of 8 breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Take the first breath in. Up now. There's always an emotion underneath the anger that we feel. Double time, 2 in, 2 out for 16 breaths. Let's explore where we feel it. Let the breath identify where it sits in us. Is it tension that you feel somewhere in your body? Perhaps the neck, shoulders, lower back, jaw, scrunching up your face. It can be anywhere you find it now. As you breathe, ask yourself, what is the source of the anger? What emotion is the anger responding to? There's always something behind it. The anchor is how we react outwardly to an unmet need. Now draw a big breath in. And hold at the top. I want you to imagine that you're laying down looking up to the sky. You have a pen that you can draw this anger with and its color in the clouds. Sky, imagine drawing something that resembles this anger in the clouds. And if you don't want to draw it with your arms, just imagine the image in the sky that represents this anger. If this anger had a color, what is it? If it had a sound, what would it sound like? Really see and hear the image and sound, letting it become real in your mind's eye. Strong, powerful exhale. Blow that image away. Holding your breath once more, lying there, watching the clouds disperse, the image gone, and the sun shining brightly in its place, warming you, energizing you. The warmth from the sun brings calmness and healing to you. You've evaporated the picture of anger that goes with it. Now just pull back and start breathing as you normally would once again. Round 3, 2 in and 6 out for a total of 16 all in and out through your nose. We felt that anger and symbolized it. Now we're going to transform it by finishing this journey and down-regulating your nervous system. You'll bring a state of calm, focus, groundedness, and presence to your day. We'll be breathing using a pattern, inhaling for a count of 2 and exhaling for 6, all in and out through the nose. Okay, let's begin in 3, 2, 1. In for 1, 2. Out for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Through our breath, we learn how to transcend the energy of anger by feeling it fully and finding healthier ways to resolve the anger. Without reactivity and aggression, we now know that our thoughts are shaped by our beliefs. And we create our reality through our thoughts. In order to heal, we get to feel. Whenever you feel something, whether it's anger, frustration, anxiety, fear, remember that it is worthy of being felt. You don't need to ignore it or pretend that it's not there. Anger is a strong emotion, and so it is one that can either help propel us forward into action to move out of our stuckness, or it can be destructive. That comes down to how we release it. What we think is created by what we believe. Our thoughts create our reality, so in order to be able to move through anger, we need to give ourselves permission to feel. There's safety within you that you can create when you can identify your emotions without reacting outwardly to them. All you have to do is breathe. Just take another long drink of that lovely air with pursed lips, as if drinking through a straw, pulling it all the way in until you can't take any more air in. Now see if you can just sip it a little more right to the top of your head and hold. Now you've transformed this energy today because you have the power of choice. I want you to just notice how different you feel from when we first set out on this journey together now. How you've changed and are ready to face the rest of your day unencumbered by the past. Now, one last time, let go with a lovely long humming sound. Spirit, boundless and bright, you hold within you a universe of untapped potential. Your presence ignites our hearts with hope, for in you lies the power to shape the entire world. Know that you are cherished, loved, and endlessly celebrated for the unique gifts you bring. Embrace your journey, for you are the catalyst of tomorrow's brilliance. You can use this journey whenever you feel your anger developing. Put your hands on your beautiful heart and say, I love you. Thanks for breathing with me today.